Hey guys, Alex here, AJNashville.com. Here with my buddy today, Mr. Sid Clevenger. Sid, welcome to the show. So happy to have you here today.
Oh, thanks so much, Alex, man. It's a dream come true for me. And I'm just so happy to be able to be on your show and help out your audience in any way I can and just really share my story. You know, I think it's important that everybody gets to hear other entrepreneurs' stories. And I'm just really happy to be here. So I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, man. Happy to have you. I've seen you do big things. That's a great thing about being friends, seeing some of the things you've accomplished on Facebook. I mean, dude, you've done some huge things for yourself. And I know it's taken a lot of commitment. I know you've been drugged through the dirt and you stand up, you brush yourself off, you keep pushing forward. Now, you were a Kentucky boy or a Kentucky man. And I say boy because, you know, all of us have been in that infancy portion in our lives where we're not quite where we want to be and we mature into these people that we are. So I consider you the Texas man because I've seen you and see you grow leaps and bounds. I mean, man, you bought your first luxury vehicle, which was a huge accomplishment for you. And I sat behind a computer screen and I saw that. I'm like, God, this guy's really doing it. You know, yeah. And so it's different when you see it from the fan section, I guess you can say, when you see people that are really doing things. So tell me about your story about how you ended up in Dallas, Texas, because I know it's one of hardship and you made a big decision.
You know, it was one of those things, man, where, you know, I was married. I had a business that to my point, I was making like $8,000 or $9,000 a month at the time. And that's how small minded I was.
Right.
But you know, I was making like $8,000 or $9,000 a month. I thought I was on cloud nine. All of my friends, I was making more money than my friends. I was like, you know, I'm living in Kentucky and you know, I mean, you live in just, you're only 2.5 hours south where I grew up, which is Louisville.
Right.
Nashville is not quite, as maybe behind, I don't want to say behind, but just as the cost of living in Louisville is a lot less than a lot of places around the United States. It just is.
Right.
And so like to me, $8,000 or $9,000 was like, oh my gosh. And then all of a sudden, you know, I had started building this life. I had a retirement and everything. And then out of the blue, you know, I got a phone call and found out my ex-wife was cheating on me. The next day, I found out that my ex-business partner had embezzled about $108,000 from me, and you know, I lost everything in a matter of 10 days. I mean, I'm talking house was sold, moved out, everything was in 10 days. I lost my car. I had $331 moving back into my parents' house at 29, you know, and I got pissed off. Even December 24th of 2016, even put a gun in my mouth, you know, and I'll never forget the taste of gunpowder. That's one thing I'll never forget about that.
Right.
And then, you know, I made a decision to just move, you know. One of my mentors was running a contest, you know him, Ryan Stuman, and I won his hardcore closer contest that year. And part of that contest was to come to Dallas for a day. Well, I said, fuck it. I'm going to move here for, I'm just going to move here. I sold everything I had, man. I sold pretty much, I had, I think, like 5 or 6 shirts, a couple pairs of jeans, a couple pairs of shoes. And ironically enough, I didn't sell my TV. I had my TV in my back of my car. I had gotten a really crappy car and a TV back in my car. And then, ironically enough, a bottle of bourbon, with me, because I was giving it away. That's again, that's where my mind was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, man, I moved here. I moved here with $3,100 to my name, $2,200 after I got into my apartment and everything. I'll never forget the first week I was sleeping on pillows on the floor because I didn't have any furniture. I went to IKEA and got a little mattress and a futon and a desk, and that's all I had. And I had that, my laptop, and then of course my TV was on the floor. Mm-hmm. And I lived like that, man, for about 4 months. And then I'll never forget, I had about 6 months later, I had my first $10,000 a month. And then I guess the rest they say is history, you know, and I just kind of kept. And, you know, now, I mean, it's a lot of fun. I've gotten to help about 500 people here in the last 2 years. And, I have many people there that have been with me for, you know, that entire 2 years. And it's just fun to really build a tribe of people around you that believe in you and that you're actually able to tangibly help and tangibly make money and tangibly move money into their direction. And, that's what it's about. You know, I mean, you know, think about moving money, not making it. And the world just tends to be a lot easier.
Yeah. And one thing I want to point out. So both you and I have worked with Ryan in the past. Ryan has helped a ton of people. I can't say enough good things about him. he's, you know, people see this kind of rough edge about him. And actually, that's what attracted me to him, was the fact that he was just like me. He didn't give a fuck what people thought. You know, he said what he had on his mind, but he's really, he's done like all of us, and he's kind of changed his direction and his mindset. And it's really cool to see him grow, but it's even cooler to see and know the people that he has helped grow. Because the one thing with coaches is there's always this thing that you look and you say, you know what, is that really happening, or are these paid spokespeople? You know, I want to go back to that desk. So that IKEA desk, correct me if I'm wrong, you still have that, right?
I still have the desk. It is used as a makeup table for my girlfriend now. in our technically, I mean, I don't consider it a penthouse, but I mean, technically we're on a 22nd floor unit. We're actually about to move. We're moving more actually into town. We're kind of like in the neighborhood next to town now. So we look at downtown Dallas, yeah. Like maybe a mile away. We're moving actually downtown, like, and we're going to be overlooking our version of Central Park here in Dallas called Claude Warren.
Nice.
But yeah, we're moving in like a week. But yeah, I mean, like, I have it upstairs in my new life, I guess you could call it, you know, my new life. I know you know who Rob Cicadas is.
So yeah, love that man. In
the wall. I got the lion, you know, the new world leader or whatever he calls that one.
Yep.
The new world king, I'm sorry. So I have that, like, right when you walk in. And then, yeah, you know, it's a completely different life I live now. I mean, I could talk about what I have. It's not about what I have. Like, what you have, display, you know, the amount of goodwill that you give to the world, right? So, like, right. You know, it's not about what I have. It's about how many people I've been able to help, you know, and like I walk in there now and my life has completely changed. I mean, I got someone that I love dearly. I got a life of happiness and joy. And, you know, and I wake up every morning just excited. I mean, I wake up excited and thrilled that I get to live this amazing thing called life. And I've never had that before.
Right.
So, you know, getting to help people on a daily basis really is what I focus on. And when you get to have that fulfillment and that contribution feeling, It there's a lot that goes with that. And so, like, my whole focus is, you know, I'm going to help, you know, get 1% better every day and help somebody new every day. And as long as you do that every single day, in my opinion, you're going to live a very happy and fulfilled life.
Well, and you and I have something in common. This is, I think, is initially what drew us to each other. And that's, both of us know what it feels like to feel like everything is gone. You're sitting in a closet, you got a gun in your mouth, you're ready to pull the trigger. There's no, it's not a tension. You're like, yeah, fuck it, I'm done, you know? And it's that giving up. And really, when you look at it, we were by every means considered to be at the bottom of the barrel. And somehow, yourself, myself, other people, I know there's people that are listening that have been there as well, but we found a way to slowly claw out. And the thing is, and here's one thing I know and I can say about you, you've taken that and you say, you know what, I'm going to give people a hand up. And I said this in a previous podcast. I talked about hands up versus handouts. And a hand up is when you're grabbing somebody, you're pulling them up and saying, come on, you're coming with me. We're going to the top. You know, and that's very clear. That's clear in your giving attitude. That's clear in the information that you give to people. That's clear in your intention every day. You know, and I watch a lot of what you do on social media, and we're like social media best friends. I don't think we've ever actually met in person.
Right. Yeah. Never even met, man. That's how power of social media. That really is. I mean, you know, that's the power of social media. And, you know, and that's really what I think social, you know, Facebook especially was put together initially in 2004 to help bring people together at Harvard.
Right.
End of 2003. So, you know, I mean, that's, it's amazing that, you know, you can really connect. I think, like, use us as proof. I mean, me and you, like, we have a, don't make this weird, but, you know, we have a deep, I feel like we have a deep relationship. I mean, all but your story and my story, we were able to connect and we were able to talk about it and we're able to help people through it just because of, we know, and we've been publicly vulnerable.
Yes.
So we're able to then take that vulnerability, which a lot of people would look at that vulnerability and run from it. We take it head on. And then because we took action on that vulnerability, we're then able to, you know, help others in the process, you know, and that's huge. I mean, when it comes to putting a gun, that's huge. Yeah. And, I think there's a lot of people that I personally believe this. I mean, my goal is to take 1,000 people. You know, my lifetime goal after going through that experience is now to take 1,000 people. Like, I want to find 1,000 people who are suicidal, and I want to turn them around, and not just turn them around, turn them into a success story.
Yeah.
And that's I feel like my calling is from my maker. You know, that's something that, you know, I'm really good at ads. I'm really good at social media marketing. I've helped a ton of people, but through that and through that vehicle, I want to be able to find people who are very upset as an entrepreneur, probably suicidal because a lot of them are, and flip the script for them. And, you know, that's really what I'm looking to do here.
Well, and see, that's where you see a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, they hit the wall and they hit the wall hard, and that wall to them is failure. And they look up the wall and they say, wow, this is a really high wall, but I can look down and that's, you know, that's a much shorter travel. And I think that now you guys have some tools, and I want to dive into some of those tools that you guys have to help entrepreneurs, to help mortgage people, real estate people, you know, people that need it. I mean, everybody says, oh, what do you need a coach for? Nobody needs a coach. Well, guess what? The greatest basketball players in the world, the greatest athletes in the world, they all have coaches. And the thing is their coach typically wasn't the best athlete in the world prior to training the best athletes. They were just the best at putting systems together and figuring out how to navigate through patterns that most of us can't. I know social media. I know marketing. I know those pieces. Do I know them as well as you? I would say definitely not. And so one of the products that you guys have, it's called the Better Leads Box. Now, when I think of the Better Leads Box, I think of, okay, here's a box of stuff. And inside this box of stuff, there's leads. Obviously, there's more to it than that. In this box, from what you and I have discussed, you have a box of things that will train people who are on different levels, people that are just starting out or people that are advanced. All the information is within this proverbial box to help people grow and penetrate their marketplace. More important than that, there's different modules to this box. So I'm not going to pitch the box because it's not my box, but I want to hear about it from you. And I want you to tell our listeners, you know, what's the box all about?
Sure. So like, first of all, like, you know, people would come to us, you know, I guess the big misconception is, like you said, you know, marketing. However, you're a branch manager, right? I mean, your time is extremely valuable. You don't want to, you know, so a lot of people would come to us, not necessarily because they didn't know about marketing. A lot of the people that we work with, they knew about it. They just, you know, their time, they want to be focused on and stay in their lane, right? So their time was worth spending the, you know, thousands of dollars to work with us. And we would set up all the systems. We, you know, basically like our job was to get stuff to them and build a conversion system and then, you know, and then build a retention around that or a referral system around it. And people love that. However, I got asked by multiple customers for a long time, like, man, like, you know, I love this stuff. I'm so happy with what you built for me, but I want to do it again, but I don't want to, you know, can you teach me how to do what you did? And no, until, you know, Tiffany and I kind of, you know, we're kind of you get one of us, you get both of us kind of deal.
Right.
And, you know, we you know, just basically we were both hit up with her network plus my network. And we just kind of looked at each other and said, maybe we have something here. So we put together what's called the Better Leads Box. It's basically everything that we would.
You're at a loss of words. I'm going to interrupt you since you're at a loss of words right now.
I don't know how that happens, but it's basically everything that we would teach people that are private. So we have like private clients that we work with, right? You know, in 3 month chunks. And then we would everything that we would teach them. So it's everything that we would teach them and do for them. But see, we would do that for them and we'd set up everything. Well, now we're just teaching you and the how to's and all that stuff of how to set up the exact same thing yourself.
Right.
Through that, we've built out 5 modules. The first module is basically a marketing 101. So this is everything you would learn through a foundational marketing course, say in college. Module 2 is all about organic marketing. So how to go into Facebook, Instagram, social media, or digital period, anything digital, which we would consider marketing, and how to set up an attraction system of people who, you know, and how to go in there and how to specifically post, how to get into groups, how to leave links behind that stay behind forever to where you get thousands of people then who are looking at these leave behinds over a long period of time. Like, you know, with the group, Ryan's group and Sales Talk,
right.
I have app link in there at least probably 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So that stays in there forever. So when people go and see that feed, they're still seeing my app link, right? So little things like that. I have a specific couple of bonuses in there. Like I have a bonus in there on how to get into direct sales conversations through the Facebook platform in the next 48 hours. One that I personally made around 117,000 with last year.
Wow.
you know, this little trick. I mean, this little thing, and it's in the friend request, and it's how you do it, and how you ask the question. It's in the art of it. You know, the science of it takes you 5 seconds. The art of it is what makes people come in. So little things like that in that section. So I literally teach you how to go into Facebook absolutely free and make money from it. Yeah. I made 500, and last year our company made about 500 and I want to say 40 something thousand dollars. I'll have to look at the numbers again, but it was definitely over $500,000 last year. And just organic going into Facebook, free publicity. And I teach you everything that I know about that in that section. The third section is how to build ads in Facebook. So how to build a lead ad in Facebook and other and traffic ads in Facebook and stuff like that. Fourth section is how to take that ad, the lead generation from that ad and the lead generation from your both your organic and your paid, turn it into sales, how to warm it up, how to nurture them, and then also how to build a retention system, which is referrals, how to get people to talk about you and send people to you, within that whole system, and then how to wrap it all up and get that thing getting high velocity. And then this is our USP module 5. This is NLP. If you don't know what NLP is, it's neuro-linguistic programming. It's a stage of hypnosis. Mm-hmm. And in a way, and what we teach people is how to get people to a yes state, how to use tonality, and how you can use tonality and also read tonality. We have prepositions in there of little phrases that you can use to flip someone's mind. It's all about persuasion, all about how to get into your customer's head, body language, tonalities, how to, and it's really, it's a great persuasion course on literally how to, when you get someone on the phone, how to follow scripts and how to literally through their voice, or if you're in front of them, through their eye contact, through their body language, through their tonalities, through their, you know, how to get into their head and really, really grasp their fears and their real desires of what they talk about with their wife or their girlfriend on their, in their bed.
Right.
I mean, that's really what you want to get into. It's not about like, yes, I want to buy a house. Yeah. A lot of people want to buy a house. Shit. I want to buy a house, but I'm not right now. And I'm not the next 6 months. I love looking at houses. Last night I was on Zillow looking at houses over in La Jolla, because that's a dream of mine. I want to own a house in La Jolla on the beach, mm-hmm. You know, San Diego. Doesn't mean I'm going to be buying one in the next 6 months, but I guarantee you today, tomorrow, and probably till kingdom come, I'm going to be getting phone calls from realtors, you know, thinking that I'm about to move to La Jolla.
Right.
So, you know, like, it's completely understanding that how do you get into your customer's mind? How do you understand like what their true fear is and their true desire is? And then how do you make sure to present that to them through words, through mm-hmm. body language, and make them feel safe in wanting to literally like, here's my card. I'm just going to buy whatever you have to offer. I don't care.
Right.
Psychology, that's persuasion, that's attraction, and that's really what we want to teach you. It's about attracting people, man. It's not about chasing. When you attract people to your sphere, they end up being your best customers in the world. When you chase after people, they end up being your worst customers in the world. I'm telling you, I've seen it a billion times.
Yep.
Stop chasing, start attracting. Your life gets a lot easier. And and that's basically, we have an implementation section. And then the cool part is we have continuation training. So we have the core product, and then we have a group. And in the group, we have Mindset Mondays, Tech Tuesdays, and Q&A Thursdays with me and Tiffany, the other partner in the business, and also my girlfriend, who's phenomenal, who's an NLP practitioner. And she did her first Mindset Monday, and there was things through that one call. So you get that continuation training with it as well, which is any time that we get new information, which we work with some of the best coaches in the world for what we do. We give you access to all of that stuff. Just like, you know, I was able to give you some books to read here before this podcast, right? So like right. We give all that to our students, and it's all about helping people. And that's what we're trying to do here with Better Leads Box. I was a little bit long-winded. My apologies.
No, you're good. You're good. So,
but you know, that's basically what it is.
You brought up something. You said a group. And here's the one thing I can say about any coaching program or anything. Let's take Ryan's coaching program, for example. There was mm-hmm. so much value just in the group itself, because you have other people that are on different stages, different levels of things that they're doing, different levels of implementation. I can't talk today. It's President's Day. It's all good. But there's a ton of value in that group. And so you have people that are joining the group that are mostly like-minded, because if they weren't, they wouldn't be in that program. And mm-hmm. that's where I think there's a lot of fruit. You know, people can jump in there and they can interact, and there's instant engagement, you know, and there's a lot of knowledge and there's updated knowledge. The one thing I love that you said is, as we get new information, we share it with you. You know, you don't repackage it and repurpose it. You just share it, you know, which is a great thing. So,
What's about me? Help people win.
Yeah.
You gotta, who was it? Was it Brian Tracy? Was it Zig? I can't remember. Who was it? It might've been Jim Rohn. I can't remember. Was it, if you want to help, if you want to help a million, if you want to make $1 million, help 1 million people first.
Yes, yes.
Who was it that said? Was that Brian Tracy?
I think it was Zig Ziglar. I could be wrong.
I just remember that quote. I just can't remember. It was one of the, I don't want to say, I hate saying old timers, but one of the motivational guys from the 90s. Before I was born.
we'll call them foundation builders.
There we go. What's your golf tour say? The champions. So we're going to call this the champions motivational speakers.
Yes, yes. There. That's perfect. That's perfect. So we're running out of time here. I do want to touch base. I want to say this. If I was interested in your product, in your program, if I decided that, you know what, this is for me, I want to see my business scale and grow, but I don't want to embed myself in all the learning everything on YouTube and stuff like that. I just want an all-in-one platform. And that's what Better Leads Box represents to me. How do I reach you? How do I get after you? How do I email? How do you tell me where to go?
Yeah. So you can reach me. You can go to my website, which is simply fritzadvertisingagency.com. You can contact me through there. The best way to probably contact me through Facebook, of course, Sid Clevenger, which I'm going to give Alex all my links for him to put, I guess, on this podcast episode. So yeah. I'll give them all those links. You can click that. But I have an app as well. You can simply text funnel. So it's FUNNEL 236260. And you'll download the little app that I have. That's probably the best way to get in touch with me. You'll get a text on the other end of that. I get notified. So myself or one of my lead specialists will get to you immediately with that. And then there's information in there. I got, a podcast that Alex is planning on being on. I'm super stoked to have him on there. Yeah. A podcast and my website and all my links. That's probably the best way for you to get in touch with me. Or you can just send me a direct DM. I mean, I'm on Facebook pretty much all day. So, you can just send me a DM through Facebook and we can chat that way. For the Better Leads Box, Alex will put a link in this podcast. You can go to that link and there's going to be a video that you can watch that will have an entire overview of everything from me. And how we're doing it right now is you'll actually get on a phone call with me personally, and I can answer any questions for you. We're getting all the systems set up before we, have many more of our team take it on. So I'm handling all of that lead flow right now for the Better Leads Box. So, if you want to get on a phone call with me personally, you can do that. And if it seems like a good fit, we'll get you signed up and get you rolling immediately. And you'll get all the past trainings, including the ones that are currently in the Kajabi site as well. And the added content, of course, you get for life. So that's all yours.
Yep. That's awesome, man. I'm so glad to see you grow to the level that you're growing to. I'm even more excited to see the fact that you're sharing that knowledge that's helped you grow with other people to help them grow as well. That's huge. So
yeah, that's what, my slogan is, and you know this, Alex, but we all win when we all win. Yep. Accidentally came up with that about a year ago when I was a client had just like made a $12,000 sale or something like that and was freaking out. Like it was a realtor. He had never, ever had commission that large. He was freaking out. I told him exactly what to do a couple of weeks prior. He sold the house in like 11 days or something like that. And he said, I'm about to get $1,000 commission. And I'm like, dude, like I want to help you make $100,000 commissions, like screw a $12,000 commission.
Yeah.
And it just kind of came out. And I was like, we all win. We all win, man. And like it just stuck. And I've never had something like that stick. And now it's in every post. It's in every meme. It's in every podcast. It's in everything that I do. And, I want you, for your, more than just the social media, more than helping you with social media, which I would love to do. And if it's something that you need help with or something that you just don't know how to do it, definitely look at this class. We got this amazing special going on right now. I'm actually going to get you tickets to my mentors, which is Marshall Silver. I'm going to get you a free ticket there. I'm going to send you over to Cancun or Orlando for a free trip on me. And I'm also going to give you some of my private time as well. Plus, I'm going to give you half off just for Alex. I'm going to give you half off. We typically would charge payments of $1,000 a month. Just because it's Alex and Alex is my boy, I'm going to give you guys half off of that.
That's awesome.
You're actually going to do $500 for 3 months. So $500 scheduled out over 3 months. For you mortgage and real estate owner, I mean, that's one deal. You're going to get one deal times a billion. I've seen it a million times in this stuff. Once you figure this out, you're just attracting people and building a marketplace exponentially, and then you're making sales every week. I see it all the time.
Yeah, so, it's huge.
Deal. And, and I love to work with you and I'd love to, Alex is in there and, I love to work with you. And, of course, like if you're in real estate and you're not working with Alex, work with Alex. He's one of the best that I know. I'm begging him to get all 50 states so I can send him every will. No. If you're a realtor and you can write in Tennessee, get with Alex. Like, Alex knows his stuff. Like, I'm begging him, like I said, because I'm from Kentucky. I have VAs or have veterans in my family that I want to get to Alex. So, I mean, like, you know, get with Alex. He's yeah. one of the best when it comes to knowledge of the mortgage stuff. He's just, he just has it. He knows it. He knows his stuff, and that's who you want. So, I will gladly make a commercial for Alex on his podcast.
That's awesome.
But yeah, man. So just, you know, find people that want to help people win. And like you read in the book, you know, I refer to this a lot, like you read in the book of, you know, oh crap, of course I forget about it live. The Richest Man in Babylon, uh-huh. you know, like you read, which is my opinion, one of the best financial books you'll ever read, find someone that is the best at what they do in that field and then work with them.
Yes.
Like, and make sure that they had it where you had it, that they had it worse than where you had it. And now they're living not only where you want to go, but exponentially larger than where you want to go. That's Absolutely. The type of book that you want to find, you know, and I'm telling you, I'm not saying it's better leads box, but I am saying I've had a gun in my mouth and I'm now living, you know, I'm now living in a penthouse in downtown Dallas. And I've been able to do that under 2 years doing this better. The better leads box is everything I've done in 2 years. It's our entire playbook. So if social media is what you want, we love to be the one that wants to help you do it and leverage it for your business. We've done it over 500 times and, it works really well. I mean, in the first week alone, we sold, you know, over 10 people into this box and, you know, people are jumping all over it. Like I had two people last week send me their credit card numbers and didn't even tell me what they wanted to pay for.
Right.
So, you know, like literally like, you know, I want you to get in and this this special is, you know, for Alex, it's going to last. But, you know, get in quick because we're doing some special stuff at the beginning, which is, you know, this the beginning of the group. We're doing some special stuff in that group and giving away some stuff. So get in and get in now if you want to get some special prizes in there.
Yep. That's awesome. So, well, Sid, I want to thank you so much for taking yep. your time out of your day to be on your show on this show. I know you have yep. a lot going on for this afternoon. We appreciate your time. Those of you Absolutely. That are listening, like the man said, the link will be in the body. All you have to do is look at the description of this podcast. You'll find the link towards the bottom. Sid, once again, thank you so much. I want to thank my listeners also for taking the time for listening. Thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.